Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were. By the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DJS, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Then he bombed a cigarette.
What a great song. Right? Maybe it's because this is from my childhood or something.
And his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna
it's like the more country version of Desperado. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like
a more fun version of Desperado. Desperado's not a very fun song.
True, yeah.
This song is super fun.
This one and Devil Went Down to Georgia were such a big part of my childhood.
Oh, mine too.
Like, I was just...
I feel like every morning on the drive to school, I would hear Devil Went Down to Georgia on K-Hits.
Yeah, it was a jam.
It was a jam.
Oh, yeah. It was a real jam.
Sometimes I remember one time my mom diving for the knob to turn it down before he said, I told you once, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, but I've heard that song every morning for the last like 10 years and you've never done this before. I've heard the word.
I remember being in Kevin Feit's bedroom listening to Sweet Home Alabama, realizing they say GD. And we would just rewind the tape over and over and giggle every time they said it. Like, we're the only ones who knew they did it.
We figured it out.
Have you ever seen the film Sweet Home Alabama?
Nope, I have not.
With Lindsay Lohan?
Reese Witherspoon.
It's been on my list. Okay. I just haven't gotten to it.
I love that movie. It's not good. But it came out like when I was a teenager, and I really enjoyed it then.
I'm trying to think of the most that kind of movie I've ever seen.
Like a chick flick, kind of?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a chick flick.
Like, I saw a few sad chick flicks, like Terms of Endearment and things like that, because, you know, I was alive when it came out. But I think I saw The Notebook.
I'm just thinking now of the term chick flick, and I'm like, why can't you just say, like, a movie for ladies?
Because it doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, but it's like a chick flick. I don't know.
Not punchy
enough.
I
feel weird saying it each time it's come out of my mouth.
Well, you need to keep saying it.
It's tradition.
You know what bugged me? I don't just jump right into politics. We'll get to some politics. This isn't really politics, although it's kind of exactly what politics is. George Santos had a Christmas party called Santos Claus. And
okay, now it's good.
The story, the only reason I know about it is Lauren Boebert got in a fight with the security guard bouncer because she was on the list and a couple of her peeps were on the list, but she brought more people. and she thought she had the juice to get in, and she didn't, and they sent her packing. And that was the story. But to me, the story was George Santos had a party, and someone went. And then I started reading the article, and there are these quotes from Burchett, the Republican, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and it sounds like pretty much everyone from Congress was at this party, and it was so much fun.
Yeah,
and
no Trump one, was probably
no
there.
One throws a party like George. And I'm not sure of all the things that can make you feel stupid as an American in the last few years. I think this may have made me feel the most stupid of all. Like I've always known this. We all kind of know this, but it's too terrible to even contemplate. So we kind of pretend to each other that it's not the truth. But these people, they have zero integrity. It's all a farce. It's all fake. Maybe good people get into Congress, but I don't think good people come out of Congress. It's just this big party that we are not invited to.
Well, I turned down the invitation to George's party.
Crazy.
Like, of all the people in the world that you would think you would not want to be associated with, it's someone who has just been proven to be a lying con man.
Yeah, he got pardoned. He's fine. He's
yeah, innocent. Yeah, but part of accepting a pardon is acknowledging your guilt.
Completely exonerated.
Completely exonerated.
I mean,
I personally feel dumb. Like, even talking about it on a radio show to talk about politics in a real way now. Oh, did you see the Trump and the healthcare savings accounts? Blah, blah, blah. I just feel dumb even talking. Because I just feel like it doesn't matter. Couldn't matter less what any of us say. Because we're not billionaires and we don't have access and no one really cares about our opinion.
Oh. It's a big club and we're not in it.
Nope. But we fund it.
Yep. Well, that's because we're scatterbrained. We have there's 350 million of us. And we all have different views and all different things, so we can't get together to agree on anything. So.
And they know that.
Of course they do.
And they play it.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Last thing they want is us getting together.
It's not some kind of crazy ass conspiracy. It's observable.
Yeah, it's right there.
They play the game. They play us all the time. They pit us against each other. Yo, the person that's really hurting you is that person right down the street from you. Like, no, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you.
Because we are like we are. We play right into their hands because they effectively, successfully keep us from each other. We won't blame the system. We won't blame Trump. We won't blame George Santos. We'll just blame whoever's on the other side
because
that's convenient.
It's an easier target. Or you'll blame some small population of people because they can't fight back.
Yeah.
Which is just, all of it is just nonsensical. Nonsensical. Because the rules aren't being made for the betterment of the average American citizen. They're just not.
No.
If you could tell me how they are, let me know. I mean, I'd love it. Because we've never seen, I mean, if you look at the most booming times for the average American, they were when taxes on rich people were way higher. And taxes on corporations were way higher. But, you know, we know who makes the rules, so we can't have that anymore. That's not allowed. That's not fair.
I hate to start it out on that, but it just.
You would think he'd be a person that's just like toxic. And also, why? Like, what draw is there to George Santos?
Plus, how's he paying for this giant party? I thought we took all his money.
I'm sure he stole from people. Nah, but he stole from people, I'm sure.
Jeez. I need to get this one out of my face as well. We've had many discussions about immigration, illegal immigration, ICE, all that kind of stuff. But I saw a story today that really pissed me off. Pissed me off. No one is going to come grab me out of Darden Prairie and put me in the back of a truck. But a U.S. citizen, not someone with a visa or a green card, a U.S. citizen on the streets in Minneapolis was kidnapped by ICE, taken by force, as he was screaming, "I am a U.S. citizen and I have my passport." And they didn't care. And so they took him to a federal facility about 7 miles from where he was taken. And a few hours later, someone finally looked at his passport. He's as legal as you or me. And they let him go. And he said, "Can you at least drive me back to where you picked me up?" And they said, "No." And he walked back in the snow. I don't know why that fact bothers me so much. But, like, how effing dare you? How dare you? How dare you? A branch of the United States of America arrested a person because they were brown. And the reason they gave, he looked Somali.
Yeah, he was a black guy.
He looked Somali.
Somali, whatever that means.
Yeah.
To these ICE agents.
Right.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean,
stupid and cruel.
It's why people argue for due process. The police can't do that to you if they think you committed murder. They have to go get in it. They have to go get a warrant, and they have to, you know, read you your rights and do all this kind of stuff. You don't, and not to mention just the investigation that they have to go through. They can't just be like driving down the street and go, "I bet that guy committed a murder." So what are you doing?
Yeah,
like that's. How you protect the innocent is by making the challenge, putting the onus on the accuser.
He was eating his lunch break. He was on his lunch break. A masked man running full speed tackled and shoved him into a restaurant where he was put in a headlock by ICE agents and thrown into a vehicle. He was released after being allowed to show his passport finally hours later.
With no probable cause whatsoever.
Yep.
And these, I'm sorry, but there's no way should be legal for any of these ICE officers to be wearing masks. I'm sorry.
Well, they're wearing masks because they know that what they're doing
I know,
is stupid,
this is my
cruel,
point.
And cowardly.
This is
as
my
I've
point. Like,
times.
When you look around, you don't see police officers wearing masks when they're doing their job. Right? Well, if what you're doing is legal and straight up, then why do you need to hide who you are?
Yeah. And look, if ICE has a probable cause to think that someone is here illegally, and they detain them, they arrest them.
Yeah.
If they are a criminal, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not a criminal, it makes me a little uncomfortable, but you're here illegally, you get what you get, you don't throw a fit. But my God, a U.S. citizen who happened to be brown, who happened to, quote unquote, look Somali, that was the probable cause. To physically take them down, restrain them, arrest them, when the guy is offering to show you his identification.
Mm-hmm. So if he has it on him, why aren't you just pulling it out of his pocket and looking at it?
They said they weren't interested.
Yeah. And that's the point. This was not about doing anything right. This was about, I don't know, maybe it's about hitting their numbers.
It's about racism, Kevin. Well, it's about racism and xenophobia. This would never happen to a white person. It never has, and it never will, because they're stupid and cruel and cowardly.
Right. What I'm saying is those people could easily say, we can spend our time on other people if this guy just has a passport in his pocket, because now it's over.
Save us some time.
I know. Right. You're like, wait, you're not wasting your own time if you just like, oh, okay, let's see your passport. Well, all right, you're good to go.
Rach, any thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think it highlights the problem of, like, the passport is kind of beside the point. I think Andrew's right. I think the point is, I don't think you look like my idea of an American. So I'm going to put you through an incredibly unpleasant experience. Whether or not I have the right to do that, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I don't want to see your passport because I want to detain you. I want to arrest you. I want to abuse you.
Yeah, I want you to suffer.
It's because you don't look the way I think you should look.
I want to inflict punishment upon you. Whether I'm supposed to or not. That's why I'm wearing the mask, so that then, when it later turns out that I am not allowed to inflict this punishment upon you, you can't enact any kind of
accountability
or revenge of any kind.
And then
upon
just
me,
might as well get it out now. 7 years ago, you'll remember, there was a meeting with some senators. And several of them alleged that Donald Trump referred to African countries as S-hole countries. And he vehemently denied it. And at least one of the Republican senators there said, I heard every word he said, and he never said it. And then he just came out last night during a speech, didn't just say it, referenced that meeting 7 years ago and said, in this meeting, I said S-hole countries. I guess it should be this stock in trade. I guess whenever, you know, Trump tells a lie, I shouldn't be shocked. But for some reason, that one really bothered me. That he denied it for 7 years, and then it's like, oh, yeah. And
we have the audio of that.
Braggingly.
If you want to hear it, we have the audio.
Sure, go ahead.
It's the top one on the...
We had a meeting, and I say, why is it we only take people from shithole countries, right? Why can't we have some people from Norway, Sweden, just a few? Let us have a few. From Denmark, do you mind sending us a few people? Send us some nice people, do you mind? But we always take people from Somalia, places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime. The only thing they're good at is going after ships.
Yeah, then he went on to say, look, I'm not the biggest fan of Ilhan Omar. I don't agree with her politics. I think some of her stuff's kind of shady, but she's a sitting United States congressperson. And he said she and her cute little turban should get the hell out of our country. You got it?
Yeah, that one too.
All right.
I love this Ilhan Omar, whatever the hell her name is, with the little ching, the little turban. I love her. She comes in, does nothing but bitch. She's always complaining. She comes from a country where, I mean, it's considered about the worst country in the world, right? They have no military. They have no nothing. They have no parliament. They don't know what the hell the word parliament means. They have nothing. They have no
what? Look, there's every indication that in as little as 20 or 30 years, white Christians will be the minority in the United States. And I've said this forever. What happens, or how would you feel if you were still around and a Muslim president talked about a sitting member of Congress who was Christian and said, she and her cute little cross need to get the hell out of here?
Well, they're terrified of it. They're terrified of being treated the way that they treat others. See, that's why they have these fears of, you know, quote unquote, Sharia law, whatever they think that means, or fears of Muslims or people from other countries, because they are afraid that one day they will be the minority and that they will be treated the way that they treat people currently. That's the fear.
I would think that that would be a reason to treat the person who may be in charge next well.
Well, because you're a good person.
Well, but the whole point is not, is they're trying to make it so that nobody like that is ever in charge.
Happen.
So it can't happen. Regardless of what the politics, I'm not sure what the demographics are, but there's just so much I don't understand in the way that those sound bites come across. So the reason people come here from places that are not good is because they're trying to get away from
trying
the bad
to do better.
To do better, which is what every one of our ancestors did.
Yep.
Which is what Donald Trump's grandfather did.
That's why
right?
your like, people left Ireland and my
exactly
people left
right.
Scotland because they didn't have it very good and they wanted to do better.
Yeah. I think that that is just horribly ignorant. And I would guess that that doesn't matter. I mean, you hear the people hearing it and they're all cheering and you're like, well... But you, someone related to you did the same thing. It was just a little further back in history. But someone that you share blood with did the same thing.
That's the point, is they share blood with that person.
Right.
Like we're dancing around the, it's very
You're thinking too hard.
Race. Yeah. Yeah, like we're all trying to
Give me
justify
some people from
something
Norway.
That's not justifiable.
Give me some people from Denmark.
Right. Like,
yeah.
That those are not the countries he's calling the S-hole countries,
yeah.
Right?
Said if you're gonna
play. Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. And has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Game Boy, you got him.
Welcome back, DGS. So ask guys if they even want to address this guy, but we said okay. Christian Earl online says, okay, so what are you going to do about everything you're complaining about? Because all this entire show does is bemoan modern politics and then remain squishy middlemen who want moderate politics. Moderate politics is what got us here in the first place. Bush, McCain, Obama, etc. Well, Christian, you're to answer your first question, we're doing what we're doing now. We are using our voice in a way that puts us at risk as broadcasters. And if you don't understand what that means, go research it. I don't have time to educate you on who has been taken down by Trumpers. Secondly, this show is made up of 16 segments. You go back and you can podcast them and you can research them. And we never, other than having guests in, and anytime we have guests in, Andrew can vouch for this because he books them. They're either a Republican and a Democrat, or if they're by themselves, we have someone from the other side on later in that week. We do maybe 1-2 segments a day about any kind of politics. So you're just wrong. So you don't know what you're talking about. That this is the entire show. Secondly, I'm an absolutely proud moderate. I think if you understood your American history, you'd realize that moderates have been what kept this country going for the past 250 years, that extremism has never worked and has led to some horrible, horrible things. So I don't know which extreme you're on, but yeah, you don't fit in. We don't fit together.
I'm pretty sure Christian is on the right. He comments a lot. Look, Christian, I'm not going to really address the moderate politics thing because I don't ever really call for moderate politics necessarily. To me, the ICE conversation and the asshole countries conversation, that's not necessarily politics. It comes down to, I would like other human beings to be treated with respect. I don't think there's anything like inherently political one way or the other in saying that. But yeah, like talking about how we don't want American citizens wrongfully detained, I don't think that's like, oh, you're just in the middle. Like, no, I'm going to call out when I see something horrible happening to a fellow American citizen or even people who aren't American citizens. I don't agree with the way they're being treated. So, yeah, I'm going to use my microphone and occasionally say something about it. Yeah, I don't think that moderate politics got us to the president calling countries asshole countries. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, us being moderate led to Donald Trump saying that
January 6th.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Moderate politics is why we had such a long run of good stability. That's why it was so stable from what, post-Vietnam era, get past Nixon. It's pretty stable from, well, let's call it the end of Carter, because Carter wasn't a bad guy, but it was a rough presidency. But like from Reagan on, it's been moderate politics for them. And again, moderate changes. At the time, it might not have felt moderate, but the idea of moderate changes. But the stability from 1980 until 2016 was because you had moderate politics where you can do things that help people of all kinds of persuasions rather than each side trying to stamp the other out.
DJS on KMOX. Thank you to everybody who has gone to Bissinger's or Bissinger's.com to buy the Dave's Faves collection of seven chocolate truffles. $20. They'll ship them to you. There's some shipping involved. I went online and bought five of them today myself for stocking stuffers and gifts for friends and clients and things like that. Every penny goes to Operation Food Search, so there'll be thousands of dollars from Bissinger's that'll be put into the till on next Friday's live show. Between now and Christmas, please get yourself to Hardee's. Hardee's is our primary sponsor. They're our biggest generator of income on Operation Food Search. We appreciate you guys going to Hardee's, giving $1, $5, $10, $50, whatever you can afford. It all goes to Operation Food Search. And again, every time I say it, I get a little misty. You guys know me well. I'm Scottish. I'm a crier. But 3,200 kids, 3,200 children who otherwise would go without food over the weekend, every year, 3,200 kids are well fed over the weekend along with their siblings, even if they have 10 siblings at home. They pack enough backpacks for everyone in the family because of the DGS alone. Tons of other corporations and outlets support Operation Food Search, but that's what you guys do every year. So if you can help out, we appreciate it. We'll see you at the Hardee's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive week from tomorrow, Friday the 19th. Everyone on wheels. And by the way, condolences.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've talked about your uncle a lot.
Yeah. So not yesterday, but the night before. I don't think he was, but he's close to the oldest of my dad's generation. But my uncle passed away a couple nights ago. Not totally unexpected, but a little fast at the end. Like it wasn't like we know this is going to happen, but.
And he was your guy.
He was 86. What's that? Oh, that's my guy. My middle name is after him. That's my Uncle John. So my middle name is after him. And he was my high school teacher. You know, he's what got me into French. He was my French instructor and all of that. So
that's the only thing I fault him for.
And I can tell you this, man. You will not find a better person to show an example of how anybody should be. Like, always the happiest guy in the room. Always looking out for everyone else. And it'll be interesting because, you know, he's a legend at my high school. He went to my high school back in the 50s, so he was a student there. He goes, so his connection to the school was 70-plus years.
He flew the Blue Angel.
Yeah. Yeah, but he started the ski team there. He did all kinds of stuff. I mean, he is...
It's a great life.
He is a guy that everybody... So there will be a memorial next week, and part of it's going to be at my high school. It's going to be kind of a viewing and a get-together. There will probably be 1,000 people there, probably more than that. And most of them will have either been baptized by my uncle, married by my uncle, or married by him. I mean, like, everybody that you know knows him. I mean, I can't even tell you how many messages I got from high school friends and people that knew him.
That's
cool.
He's
a great guy, man. And, you know, and you talk about someone that had it good and lived a good life. That was him.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to talk about a couple financial things. I want to say they're not political, but everything's political. Everyone can make it political. But I saw a story last night, and I want to tell you about the story, but it's not the actual story that dumbfounded me. The story is that there's this couple that have a child who looks about 7 or 8 who has a rare disease and he's dying. He's got maybe 6-8 months. And there's this drug they found out about that can help. But the insurance denied it because they said that the FDA hasn't said that it's safe and secure and all. And the story was they actually have, and the insurance company was fibbing. But what got me is, anyone want to guess how much this drug is per year? It's $800,000.
I was going to say, to manufacture or to...
To buy it.
To buy, yeah. There's because those are two very
it's
different numbers.
$800,000 a year for a medicine. I don't care what it is. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you even make, you know what I mean? Like, that's nuts. Almost $1 million a year for a drug, for liquid. And I look, mm-hmm. I don't own a drug company, but I get they have expenses and research and development and marketing, all that. But my Lord, that is crazy.
Yeah. And most cancer medicines cost something close to that.
Here's my other question. And it's a real question. Evidently, Trump is going to carve out $12 billion from the tariffs and spread it out to American farmers because they're hurting so bad. So here's my question. Why do farmers need our help? Ever. Like, you choose a profession, you do your profession, and you take the profits, and you pay for your family, and you put something away for retirement. That's what I'm doing. That's what you're doing. I assume that's what farmers are doing. But going back to like the 70s, because I come from farmers, and some of my cousins are still active farmers. And I remember my dad complaining because my uncle was being paid by the government to not plant crops and, you know, subsidies and Jimmy Carter and all that stuff. But my basic question is, like, if you can't make a living being a farmer, what's wrong? There's something wrong. Now, I may not understand what it is, and I don't understand what it is, but we should figure out what that is. If for decades farmers haven't been able to make a living, and then we should say, can we fix this? How should we fix this? But like with the tariffs, they clearly hurt the farmers. So if the farmers were already not great and they haven't been good for decades and they've needed help and subsidies all the way along, and then you hit them with the tariffs and they're hurt so bad that now you're going to carve off $12 billion, like, am I the only one that looks at this and goes, we need to solve this problem?
I mean, it would be nice if there was a broader problem or a broader fix to that problem you're referring to. The current one is entirely about the tariffs. And a lot of those farmers are soybean farmers because in response to the tariffs, China was like, fine, we're not buying your soybeans anymore. And now all those people had crops and they had nobody to sell them to. And then, if I'm not mistaken, China started getting their soybeans from another country. So now they're going to be buying them again from us, but not at the levels that they were before, which is why you need the $12 billion. But even that doesn't make up the difference in what the farmers have lost. And this idea that we're going to take this tariffs, like, oh, we're going to just take this from the tariffs. That's our money. We are paying for that. That might as well be tax money because the money is paid by the companies in the U.S. that are importing products. So that whatever you've pulled in quote, tariff revenue has been either an American company taking a loss and eating it or them passing the cost on to us. It's one of those two. That's it. That's how it works. No matter how many times people deny it, that's how it works.
Go ahead, Rach. I cut you off.
No, I mean, Wheels like explained what I wanted to say initially. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know all of the ins and outs of this conversation. I do know that I want farmers in the United States, period, the end. I don't want to rely on other countries 100% for our food source. I mean, I think this is a very important industry to protect. So I don't
maybe
really
the
have
most.
Right. I don't really have a problem with like, oh, they're stepping in and bailing them out. It's like we need these guys. Like this is a noble thing to protect, in my opinion.
But don't you wonder why we have to? I do. I mean, I wonder why someone can't make a living as a farmer.
Well,
I mean, the tariffs are the reason why, as Wheels just said, like. The reason why this bailout is happening is because they're losing, many of them, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of profits because of those tariffs.
It's also that a lot of farming competition comes from really big agri companies. And they can do things at prices that a family farm probably can't do. So, I mean, I think there's that competition, even within the United States. And there are all kinds of different types of rules, and I don't know them all. I've only seen a couple of examples of, like, farmers, when you buy a certain kind of seed, well, you have to buy that seed, and you can't buy from anybody else because you're signing a contract, and it's really expensive, And oh yeah, look, this is seed, by the way, that doesn't produce its own seed. So you got to keep buying seed from us again year and year after year after year after year, because it's engineered not to produce its own seeds like most plants do. So there, I mean, it's certainly a lot of different things. Costs of equipment have gone up because of tariffs. And then you're talking about losing price and opening up the market to other countries where China was buying a lot from you. There's just a lot of levels to it going bad. And there's no incentive to fix anything. It's just, we'll just tape over this problem and then we'll patch over that problem. It's kind of what we did with bailing out various companies for all these different reasons over the years. Bailing out the airlines, bailing out the car makers. Well, you know, I mean, this is what we do. Apparently, we create problems and then we bail people out. We had to bail out the banks because the banks were engaging in behaviors that they knew were bad. They knew were risky, but they were making money off it. And then it ended up costing how many people their homes? How many people lost everything because they were upside down in their mortgages, the mortgages they probably should never have been approved for? You know, I mean, we spent a lot of time patching up problems and not enough time solving problems in advance. Because what do all of these things have in common? Somebody with money, somebody in power wants it that way for some reason. Whatever, whether it's tariffs, whether it's, you know, the housing collapse that happened, what, 19 years ago? When we had the big scandals on Wall Street where everybody's hedging against them and, you know, they're making money by betting against Americans, right? They're making money by betting on Americans defaulting on mortgages. Why is that okay? Why are we incentivizing failure? Why are we incentivizing people to lose everything?
So JR in the stream points out it's called monopsony. And a situation where there's only one buyer for a product. I'm assuming in this case it's China. And China has been preparing for a situation like the tariff situation for a while. So ultimately, we didn't really hurt China that bad. Like, we've only really hurt ourselves when it comes to this situation with these tariffs.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear the good side of tariffs. I think we've taken in a couple $100 billion. That's real money.
Of Americans' money.
Of Americans'
though.
Money.
Yeah.
Yes, they have taxed us for a couple $100 billion. I don't like that at all. But okay, you did that. Now what? Is it just in the checking account? And you can just pay for whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're going to hurt us all that bad, show us why this inoculation is going to lead to something good. It's something you
only know. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. If you believe it.
Welcome back, DGS. Thanks for your input. Good discussions here during this hour. I have one more statistic for you that kind of took my breath away. And this isn't an American thing. It's an Earth thing. But the 0.0001 percenters. Okay, not one percenters, 0.001 percenters, which is 60,000 humans on the planet Earth, have more money and resources than the poorest 50% on Earth, which are billions. Mm. So 60,000 people have more resources than half the Earth, basically.
Mm. And you wonder why there are problems.
I mean, man.
There's only so much of everything to go around, right? No matter what it is, there's only so much, and nothing is infinite.
I think as Americans, I fall into this category. I think we just don't get how poor the Earth is.
Oh yeah, so much of it. Yeah, yeah. We see poor here, but and that's not to say that there isn't extreme poverty in the U.S. because there is, but it's in much larger quantities in other places. And in some cases, literally right across a wall from the richest people in that place. Wild, isn't it?
Really is. Yeah. On a more happy note, kind of, because it's kind of about death. I have a cherry pie at my house. You know, I love cherry pie. Mm-hmm. Trying to be reasonable with it. I wanted a piece last night, but I'm like, no, you're going to wait. And then I saw that video. Have you guys seen the video of the airplane landing on the top of the car?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And I saw that, and I'm like, I'm going to have that pie.
Yeah. Yep.
You never know.
And I did.
You never know.
You got to see this. This guy is just filming, going down the highway, talking to his buddy, and Cessna, I think, just comes overhead and literally lands on top of the car in front of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guy in the car that got landed on was taken to the hospital with non-serious injuries. The guys in the plane didn't have a scratch.
It's pretty lucky.
Very lucky.
That could be a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm. You just got to eat your pie.
That's the lesson for today. Don't wait. You should eat that pie. Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of...
That is crazy video.
Speaking of death, a new study just came out. I don't sleep well, but I'm in bed 8 hours a night, regardless. And I've had friends over the years who've always said, like, I need 3 hours of sleep. And I'll be honest with you, the same way that I used to wear sandals until Thanksgiving because I thought it made me look cool. I always thought, like, man, I wish I were like that guy. I thought there was something cool about people who are like, I need 3 hours and that's all I need. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're my better. But a new study shows that if you get less than 7 hours a night consistently, it doesn't matter how you feel or what you want. It leads to early death.
And also just cognitive issues and focus issues, whether you can pretend. It's funny that you mentioned that because I just saw a tweet earlier that I had bookmarked, which is Howard Lutnick talking about how little he sleeps. He's like, I sleep 5 hours a night. The president sleeps 4 hours at night and he's working all the time. It's the most impressive thing. Why is it impressive if someone only sleeps 4 hours? What the hell are you doing for 18 hours or 20 hours? What are you doing? Other than watching TV news and tweeting about it. And I don't mean just these guys. I mean, anybody, like, you are not some kind of special genetic mutation that doesn't need sleep. Right? I mean, like, as you just pointed out, we all know the science. The body needs sleep. And you can say that I'm getting more out of it, but it's taking a toll in some way. You're going to be slow on the uptake on something. You're going to have long-term health problems or whatever. And yet somehow this is glorified. Like, look at me. I only need 5 hours a night. Yeah, you need more. You're just sacrificing it because you think it makes you seem badass.
I bought into it. I thought they were badass.
Well, I mean, how much of culture, especially when we were growing up, was like, this guy never turns it off. He works all the time, and that's why he gets ahead. Well, yeah, for some people, but for other people, you're just spinning your wheels.
Joel on the stream says, working that many hours says to me that you are generally ineffective in your work.
Good call. Working for a living. Work. Working for a living. Work. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.